for anyone just tuning in, we have Axel Good on the phone here. And if someone's not familiar with your work, you are not only an author, but also a model for a publishing company that just happens to do romantic style novels. And so someone might even be familiar with your work if they're listening. You were on Flight 1143 from Cleveland to Dallas, which contained one nurse who is now confirmed to have these symptoms of Ebola. And they did not necessarily ask you to quarantine yourself. You're doing it voluntarily. A lot of people thanking you for that. They have now taken the crew from that flight and they are putting them on leave. But what happens to you for the next 20 some days? I mean, you can't fly or go anywhere for work. What happens?
Well, I'm not going to leave my apartment. You know, I wrote a little post on Facebook yesterday and kind of explained what I was feeling and how scared I was when I initially found this out, because I've read up on the virus and how terrible it is. So I think it's very selfish for somebody that's been exposed to it to think that their time for the next 3 weeks is worth endangering another human being with the possibility of perhaps infecting them with a virus that has a mortality rate of 50 to 90%.
Right.
You know, that's absolutely that would be very negligent of me as a person. I don't need the CDC. I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. I can look out on the internet very easily. It doesn't take that much skill. I can see that we're dealing with something that could mutate. We don't know at which point it could or will. We're dealing with something that is highly contagious. In the end, I want to protect other people.